impressed they are what season it is.
Now that would be easy to make at a certain time sometimes, but you never know what you're talking
about. But I would see her out there.
No, listed here.
Did you get you a nice place to stay?
Yeah, I finally did.
You're lucky because I would be wary of it now because there's so many things and friends and purposes and everything.
Even better because that way I don't have to ask a leading question that sounds foolish sometimes.
It isn't easy sometimes to get them to respond.
I'm so glad we saw the reservoir on that stove because I couldn't think of that reservoir to save me.
Okay. The let's see here. Did you have any old buildings out behind the house for storing like tools or wood or anything? What would you call that?
Well, Daddy always had his cotton shop out on that rear. We had our pump house under the fire under as a part of the structure of the windmill. And then he built his barns out there. We had the loft for the hay and we had the store for the barn and loft when he had that. So we always had quite a community of animals and people out there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a place like this did not have attics. Too many. In the olden days, they had a few, but like northern Florida and further up where they actually had attics for storage.
Well, in that northern line, they had the peak roof because of the lightning. Mm-hmm. They had a lightning rod. And down here we had those too when they first started building, but then they started having these flat roofs during the boom days. And you can't have an attic with a flat roof house.
And another thing in Key West, they had the hip roof, but they also had the little windows or the ventilators that they could open up and let the hot air out. And for that reason they couldn't use their attic.
Not like the launches,
they had that type of
construction. And then later on in the boom days they made bedrooms up out of that.
I mean, the days like around 1925, mm-hmm. that boom day?
Yeah.
During the land speculation.
Yeah, we had the
First World War,
and then we had the boom, and then we had the bust. And then we had the 26th Hurricane, and then we had the Second World War.
Yeah,
well,
that's okay. Well, the last one I remember was Donna, which wasn't much, too much for her.
This was a book that was published by E.L. Reardon, and it was on the 26th Hurricane.
That's the 26th Hurricane. That
and people of that day did not know what a hurricane could be. They really thought that it was just a rainstorm, but it proved that they could put the boats up in our park.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this is down on our daily news, you know, where the boats came in, and those big tankers would be down there to transfer to the boats and all. And it really was a wreckage. And that was about the time that German boat came in here and was sunk in the channel. And that's really what started